Welcome to Oikast. I hear green.
The podcast presented by Oikos Vienna.
Hello everyone, and welcome to another episode of Oikast. This is Swapnil, and today I am with Ms. Ekaterina Grushko, with whom we are going to talk about her bachelor thesis. Welcome, Ekaterina.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being here. So, what was your thesis about?
Well, the topic was green finance, its instruments and the role of banks and the financial system as a whole in promoting such eco-friendly investment decisions.
And how did you get the idea to write about it?
I did my bachelor in Moscow. My major was in international economic relations with a specialization in banking. But outside of the program, I have always been concerned with the issues of climate change and ecological problems. And I have been an enthusiast of sustainable economics long before it became the mainstream. So I guess it wasn't a tough decision after all.
Could you elaborate on what green finance actually is?
Green finance is basically any structured financial activity that ensures a better environmental outcome. And the aim of green financing is to increase the level of financial flows from the public, private, and non-profit sectors to sustainable development and green economic transition. These green financial flows may be in various forms like green bonds, green loans, green subsidies, and so on. In target financing, companies aiming to receive such funds are required to prove their sustainable activities in accordance with ESG criteria.
But what is ESG? What is it about?
ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance factors. And the companies need to have positive environmental and social impacts with well-established standards for corporate governance. That's why green investors rely only on companies and projects with high ESG ratings.
And was it a major reason why you decided to write about it? Just because you're passionate about sustainability or...?
Yes, as I mentioned before, I always like to think about the question, and I still do, which is, what is the missing puzzle in fighting against climate change? Everyone is aware of the problem. Many are ready for the ecological transition, but what's missing? And the actual problem is in the enormous gap between people planning on saving the planet and our reality. So I would say that we just require more and more investments in sustainable institutions and initiatives.
So, another question. Does this idea of green finance actually work? Does it work in real life?
Well, I would say yes, absolutely. In 2020, despite a global economic recession, the climate bonds market reached $1 trillion. And a great number of sustainability projects came to life thanks to these investments. This amount of investment is still quite low in comparison to the target needed to attain the Sustainable Development Goal number 17, which is about promoting peaceful and inclusive societies for sustainable economic growth.
How important do you think is the banking system for the promotion of green finance?
Banks are both a boon and a bane to the financial industry. It is hard to overestimate their capacity in introducing and developing this kind of financial products and instruments. The role of banks is to unlock private investments for green financial instruments, bridge supply and demand for them, while considering the entire spectrum of risks, and to evaluate projects from both the perspectives of profitability and ecology.
Now, what can the banks do to make this financial system more sustainable, in your opinion?
Well, central banks are financial supervisory authorities. that influence banks via various instruments like micro or micro prudential policies, credit allocations, and market making. They can provide differentiated capital and reserve requirements to carbon-intensive and sustainable assets, like the Bank of Brazil and Bank of Lebanon did. Or they can follow the example of Bank of Japan, which provided concessional loans to banks that lend to climate-sensitive sectors. Commercial banks, for their part, may serve as lenders of green loans or as paying agents for green bonds issuers.
And what are the benefits of using these green financial instruments for the other market participants?
Yeah, that's actually a good question. For governments and monetary institutions, the benefits are in the form of development of local transitional businesses in the area and a green renovation of local capital assets. For financial institutions, it is a possibility to create a new product, which leads to more working capital. In case central banks lower their reserve requirements for green loans, banks will be able to lend at a lower interest rate, making it more profitable and accessible for small entrepreneurs than traditional bank loans. And banks, on their part, attract more clients, accompanied by a comprehensive advertising campaign. For businesses, the profit is obvious. More funds to implement modern and sustainable business solutions with a long-term vision.
So what do you think about the financial sector in Austria? What does it do to stimulate the green transition?
Actually, Austria is doing quite well in terms of supporting green financing. For example, the government launched a Green Finance Alliance so that Austrian financial companies participating in it could commit to take steps to make their portfolios climate neutral. Moreover, Austria is planning to issue green bonds in 2022, which is a model for more countries to follow.
And what was the key conclusion of your thesis?
The crux was that the financial authorities and institutions can do a lot more to ensure the capital flow into sustainable business. Also, it's important to show investors the possibilities in financing the green economy and the potential long-term profit involved, since many of them are not actually aware of such instruments or do not believe in its profitability.
Was there anything that surprised you while writing your thesis?
Probably the thing that impressed me the most was the lightning fast-paced development of green finance. When I started my research, I only could find a limited amount of resources. But during my thesis year, when I wrote my thesis, there was a flood of publications, and which actually made me ready to write another thesis. And I was so happy that this boom occurred right in front of my eyes. This also assured me that I was on the right path.
Are you planning to develop these ideas from your thesis further?
Yes, definitely. Since I had the honor to represent my motherland, Russia, in the G20 Youth Summit's climate track, I made my contribution in promoting green finance in our final declaration. And I also proposed introducing a new subcategory of green bonds, green youth bonds. This instrument can become a source of investment for youth-led ecological activities, which usually lack funds. And I hope the voice of our youth would be heard by the policymakers, especially by financial authorities. Moreover, I am planning to supplement my bachelor thesis with some quantitative analysis and to use it as a basis for my thesis at my current master's in quantitative finance program at VU.
So now can you tell us a little more about the process of writing itself? How did you make this initial idea concrete? How did you form a proposal and find a supervisor?
Yeah, sure. At my university in Russia, the process of choosing a bachelor thesis involves a list of potential topics. So you either choose one or come up with your own. which you should discuss and agree upon with your supervisor. I wasn't really sure whether my supervisor would approve the theme due to relative academic novelty of the topic, especially in Russia. Nevertheless, I was pleasantly surprised by my supervisor. Not only did she approve it, she also turned out to be a panel expert for the Green Economy Government Force Group. And she supported me and guided me with all her expertise in the field. Together, we finally decided that the topic should be about the role of banks in developing green finance.
How was actually with your supervisor? How was the work with your supervisor organized?
Well, according to Russian standards, a bachelor thesis requires an introduction, three core chapters like theory, practice, and analysis part, and a conclusion. We began by discussing the contents, the methodology, as well as the sources of information for each section. I sent the finished first draft to my supervisor and received some suggestions for improvement. I corrected it again and sent it for a second check. And when the thesis got finished, there was a final check, after which we started working upon the academic publishing standards. And I'm really grateful to my supervisor for her commitment and effort in creating the best possible version of my work.
Great. And do you have any tips and recommendations for students that are also currently in the process of finding a topic?
Well, yes, I think there are two main recommendations. Since you are going to work a lot on this, try to find something within your major that you're genuinely interested in, or try to somehow connect it with your major, as you won't regret it, and it will be more than just an assignment with deadlines for you. For example, during my leisure time, I used to read more news about green finance development instead of scrolling in Instagram or chatting with friends, as I was truly passionate about it. And secondly, I guess finding the right supervisor is very important, as I know many cases where people were passionate about the topic, but their supervisors left them hanging. And your supervisor should truly support you and the topic you've chosen, especially concerning sustainability-related themes, and possess enough expertise in the field. And I guess that with the right supervisor, it will be all a smooth sail.
Amazing. Thank you so much for all your insights, Katerina.
Thank you for having me. It was a great opportunity to share my experience with you.
So guys, this is the end of today's episode of Oikast. Thank you very much for listening.
Thank you for listening. We are Oikos Vienna, students for sustainable economics and management education.
Be informed, get involved, and make a difference.